But first I'll read this email, as I'm on a roll here. Tubbs@rte.ie. Ryan, I love your show and listen to it whenever I can. Did you write that? Good. I suppose I'm mailing because I'm a 36-year-old single female and I use Facebook to keep in touch with my work colleagues and friends. Lately, I've been inundated with pictures of my friends and their weddings and their holidays with their husbands and their partners and their friends. And I'm really happy for them, but I'm going through a very difficult period in my own life, emotionally and financially. I've just lost my mum to cancer and my work hours have been cut back. So I'm really struggling and I haven't had a holiday in about 5 years. So I don't wish anything but the best for my friends whose lives seem a lot happier than mine at the moment. They're lovely people and they deserve happiness. But it makes me feel a bit hopeless, like a bit of a loser. And maybe my life cannot be compared to theirs. What do you think? Is it time to quit Facebook? Times are so hard at the moment that I can't afford a mobile phone, so my worry is if I quit Facebook, I won't have any way to keep in touch with my old friends. What do you think? Well, you're probably asking the wrong guy, because I say get the hell off Facebook straight away. Okay, and secondly, or do the other thing, which is recalibrate your approach to Facebook, which is this. I call it Fakebook, and I call it Fakebook for a reason. Because no one puts anything on Facebook that is unhappy, miserable, or, in other words, true to real life. All it is the happy family, the happy this, the happy that. You don't put up, I don't think it's built for unhappiness. So all you're going to get is that bit. So don't look at it and say, that's what they do all the time. They don't. They don't smile all the time. They don't run around all the time clapping hands and singing kumbaya. There are times in their lives where they actually have, wait for it, a row. And that doesn't happen on Facebook. You don't bring that spiller. You don't see people posting up, look, here's a picture of us having a terrible row yesterday morning over breakfast. Look at this picture. Look at the anger on his face. Look at that. That was us yesterday morning. You don't see people posting comments saying, she's really getting on my nerves. You just don't see it. Or, here's a picture of my mum. She's annoying me. You don't. Who does that? Why would you do that? It's mean. People do it to people they don't know and go, oh, your man's rubbish. That's fine. That's par for the course. But you, meanwhile, are sitting there looking at all this fakery and think you're missing out. You're not. You're just taking it too seriously. It's only Facebook. Facebook isn't real. Everyone, it's not real. It's just a nice little picture postcard of an unreal situation. Everyone needs to. They're not your friends. Oh, you have 500 friends. You don't. You don't have 500 friends. You have 3, maybe 5. Okay? So don't take it so seriously. Kathy, good morning to you.
Morning, Ryan.
How are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
So, Facebook or Fakebook?
Definitely Fakebook. My 13-year-old came to me a couple of months ago and just said, Mom, I think I'm going to come off Facebook. And initially I thought it was, you know, something sinister behind it. But she's like, no, absolutely nothing. She says, I just don't find it interesting. I find it boring. So then after that, I just kind of, it kind of stuck with me that, you know, this 13-year-old can see through this.
Yeah.
So I kind of followed her lead then. And definitely freedom. I used to find I'd be constantly on my phone, you know, every minute just going into. I found it become a habit. And now it's great. I'm not half as much on my phone or anything. It's you know, and again, like that email, you know, you kind of, you know, see these people and you think their lives are great and the whole lot. And it's not really, you know.
How long was your 13-year-old on Facebook before she gave up?
Oh, well, she would have asked probably to go on probably about a year, I'd say. It wouldn't have been more than that. Because even at that, I would have been happy better kind of going on it. It was our big sister that kind of said, look, I'll go on and I'll keep an eye on it, I'll check it and stuff like that. So that's initially why I allowed her to go on it. I was monitoring it as she was on it as well.
That strikes me as quite young to be on Facebook. But I'm not an expert, so I don't know. But I would have thought 12, 13 was very young to have that exposure to that world.
Yeah, I would agree with you in some ways. But like, I suppose when she started secondary school, you see, and then, you know, everybody, I mean, I know there's younger kids on it, you know, but the only way I felt, well, if she's going to be on it, I will police it in the sense of I will check it.
Yeah, of course.
We know our passwords and stuff like that. So that was my way of allowing her going on.
So this is unusual because now we have a situation where we have the mammy, you.
Yeah.
Following the lead of the 13-year-old daughter who has said, I'm out. And you're saying, that's a good idea, spending all that time on my phone, updating and uploading and constantly looking at other people's lives and thinking theirs is better than mine. And you're out. And tell me, is it the smell of freedom, or are you have you got the what they call the FOMO, the fear of missing out?
Not at all. I'm definitely not missing out at all. Definitely not. I'm just getting on with my life. Don't worry about anybody else's.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what I felt when I left Twitter. Yeah. Just get on with your own life. And you're missing nothing. And maybe you are. Or maybe, actually, the fact that you don't know doesn't matter because you don't care.
That's it.
It's not that you'll care about people, because the very people I care about, I will ring on my telephone. Or text them, or call into them, or meet them for a pint.
Yeah, absolutely.
Old school, Kathy, old school.
That's it. And I'm much better. Much more, and I just less emotions and everything, you know, because you kind of do start thinking about other people and, you know, how their lives are and whatever else, and then you... Definitely. Just
well, you see, there's clutter too, emotional clutter. Your brain going, look at all those photographs and birthdays and going, oh, you're better sound. And it might sound uncaring, but actually, we survived without it.
That's it. Yeah, very much so.
Okay, good. Well, I really enjoyed that conversation. No, because I think you're right, and your daughter's a smart girl, so good. Well, enjoy your freedom, Kathy.
Thank you, Ryan.
Nice to talk to you.
Have a good day.
And you. Bye.